Today we're going to learn Tainus Daf Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. Chaf Beis Amid Aleph of Maseches Tainus. Remember, we learned in Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis yesterday that every single day Abu Umna got a Shalom Aleichem from the Masifta Derekia. He got a baskel that would come out and say Shalom Aleichem to him. Abaye got one every Erev Shabbos. Rava only got a Shalom Aleichem from Shemayim every Erev Yom Kippur. So we're up to Havakachol Shadaite, the first wide line on Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. Havakachol Shadaite to Rava Mishum Da Abaye. Rava got upset that Abaye was treated more favorably than he was up in Shemayim. Abaye got a Shalom Aleichem every week. Rava only got one once a year. So Amr Leid, Min HaShemayim, they told Rava, Mistayich to Kamagnis Akule Kraka, that don't worry, your zechuyos are so great that they could protect the entire city. So there's nothing to complain about. You shouldn't feel like you're small stuff. Rabbi Broka Chaza'a, have a shchiach b'shuka d'bei lafat. Rabbi Broka Chaza'a used to go to a certain marketplace, have a shchiach Eliyahu gabei, and Eliyahu Navi used to always talk to him. So Amr Lei, Rabbi Broka said to Eliyahu, Iko b'hai shuka bar alam ha'da'asi, is there someone in this market that's going to go to Olam Haba, that's a ben Olam Haba? Amr Lei, lo. He said, no, there isn't. Adahachi b'hachi, while they were talking, chazalu gavra davasayim masane uchme, they saw a person that was wearing black shoes, which was not the minhag of the Jewish people in that time. So he was wearing like goyish shoes. Not only that, he didn't have tzitzis. The word chuta d'tchilta means tcheles, but it means that he didn't even have tzitzis at all. He didn't have tcheles or tzitzis on his garment. So Amar Leih, Eliyahu said to Rabbi Broka, Hai bar alma da'asihu. He said, that guy, that's the Ben Olam Haba. So Rat Basrei, Rabbi Broka ran after him. This guy looks like a guy. He's a Ben Olam Haba. So Amar Leih, Mayuvdach. He said, what do you do? Amar Leih, the guy said, Zila inam v'tala machri. You want to know what I do and what my great tzichlus is? Leave now, come back tomorrow, you'll see tomorrow. The next day, Broka said to this guy, "Mayovadach, what do you do?" Amalei zindukana zandukana ana. He says, "I'm a jail guard. Va'asarna gavri luchud v'nashi luchud. And when I jail people, I jail the men and the women separately to be makbid on the tznius. Uramina puryai bein hani lahani. And I put my bed in between the men and the women, kiyechid lelesi leisura, so that they shouldn't be able to cross over without passing the jail guard, and then no one would ever dare do that. So it really keeps them separate." And one time I saw that the Goyim who are in charge of the jail had their eye on a certain Jewish girl to violate Averos with her. I was willing to give up my life to save her. One time there was a Nara Hamurasa. That's a very important concept. Nara Hamurasa, a young girl who had Erusin. A young girl who had the first step of marriage had Erusin, and the Goyim wanted to violate Averos with her. Shakli Durdia de Chamra. So I took the sediment of the wine, which is very red and it looks like blood, and I threw it on her garment, and they said, ah, she's a nida, that's gross, we don't want to go anywhere near her. So I made her look like a nida, that they would stay away from her. Amalei, Broka said to this man, why don't you wear tzitzis, and why don't you wear Jewish shoes, why are you wearing Gaisha shoes? So Amalei, he said, he says, I'm constantly walking amongst the Gaim, I don't want them to realize that I'm Jewish. Because they don't know that I'm Jewish, they'll listen to what I say. When they make a gzer against the Jewish people, I let the rabbis know, and the rabbis are able to beg for mercy, or I'm able to beg for mercy. So then Rabbi Broka asked him, okay, so how come when I asked you what your job is, like what you do, you wouldn't answer me? You told me to come back the next day. Why couldn't you just answer me like a normal person? So Amalei, by he shaita gazri gzeirata v'amina bereshe ezel v'ashmel l'rabbanan d'lebay rachmei ala d'milsa. He said, because I didn't have a moment to spare at that time, because I just heard that there was a gzeira against the Jewish people, and I had to run to tell the rabbis about it right away, so it could be mevatel the gzeira. Adahachi v'hachi, while they were standing there, asu anach trei achi, two brothers passed by. Amalei Eliyahu Hanavi said to Rabbi Broka, hanach nami b'nei al madasi ninhu. Oh, look at that, these two guys are also b'nei al haba. So Azul Gabayur, Rabbi Broka went to check them out. Amar lehu mayub daichu. He said, what do you guys do? Amar leh, they said to him, inshi bedoche anon. We're comedians. We're like clowns. Umevad chino natzivi. And we make people who are sad happy. Inami ki chazin beitrei de islu tigra badayu. Or another thing that we do is when we see that there are two people fighting, tarchin v'avdinu l'shlama. We work very hard to be able to make peace between them. So main point over here, b'nei olam haba are defined as the three people that Eliyahu HaNavi identified as B'nai Olam Haba, were one person who is a jail warden who would keep the men and women separate and always warn the rabbis about gezeros, and two brothers who were comedians and peacemakers. That's main point number one. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah, Elim Matrim B'Kol Makom, that for certain things we cry out for everywhere. On when the grain gets wind blasted, or locusts come, or wild beasts come, or things like that. So because that's considered to be a Makom HaHalechas, that's considered to be a traveling problem. Meaning, if it's a problem in one place now, it's going to be a problem every place soon. So Tanu Rabban, Al Elim Matrim B'Kol Makom, the following things we fast for everywhere. Meaning everywhere that you hear about it, even if it's not happening in your town, you would fast for it. Alishidafon, Valhirako, and these bad things that happen to the grain, Val Arba Vachasil, or if you have locusts that come and eat the produce, Val Chayara, or if you have wild beasts like bears and things like that that are killing people, Rabbi Kiva Amar Alishidafon Valhirako, Bechol Shehu, that even the smallest amount of wind blasted or greenish turned grain, we would fast for. But Val Arba Vachasil, Afilu Lo Nira, Be'eretz Yisrael ela knaf echad matrin alehen. But if it's a locust, even if it's just one wing of one bird, so that would be enough to have the entire Eretz Yisrael fast on account of that. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah va'al chaya, and for wild beasts also we would also fast for. So Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Chaya Rasha Amru, when we say that we would fast for reports of wild beasts, bizman shi mishulachas, when it's sent from Shemayim, meaning the beasts are acting in abnormal ways and they're dafka going out in order to kill, then matrin aleha. But ain't a mishulachas, but if it's not clearly heaven sent, these beasts are not acting so abnormally that it's so obviously heaven sent, ain't matrin aleha, that we don't cry out on it, because so long as it's not as the animals are acting normally, we don't have to assume it's a gzeira min hashamayim. Even though it happens to be killing people, it could just be because the animal's hungry. But when it's doing something in an unusual way, then we know that it's a gzeira min hashamayim. So the Gemara explains, what does that mean? Ezuhi mishalachas. What does it mean that it's acting abnormally and therefore it's sent from heaven? Ezuhi sheinu mishalachas. And what does it mean that it's acting normally and therefore is not viewed to be sent from heaven? So nearest be'ir mishalachas. If it shows up amongst civilization, it just hangs out in the city, so that's clearly sent from heaven, because animals don't like to do that. Basada in a mishlachas, if the animal kills someone out in the middle of a field somewhere, so that's a normal thing for animals to do. Animals behave in that way. By yom mishlachas, if the animal appears during the daytime, where again animals don't want to be seen during the daytime, and yet this animal has no fear and just hangs out during the daytime, then it's heaven sent. Balayla in a mishlachas, but if it's at night, then we don't have to assume it's sent from heaven. Rasa shnei bnei adam ratzta achareihen, and if it saw two people and chased after them, then mishulachas. That's also unusual for an animal. Animals normally are afraid. Nechbeis mipneihem ein mishulachas. But if it hides from two people, then it's not mishulachas. It's an animal acting normally. Tarfa shnei bnei adam va'achle achareihem. If it ripped apart two people but only actually ate one of them, then mishulachas. Because even though it ate one of them, maybe it only ate one of them because of hunger, why did it kill the other one? So that must be that it's sent from heaven. But achle shneihen, if the animal eats two of them, einu mishalachas, then you know that it's just acting in the normal way because it was very hungry. Also legag, if the animal goes up to a roof or into a house, v'natal tinok me'arisa, and takes a baby out of its crib, so that's a very unusual thing to do, that is mishalachas. That is a clearly heaven sent. So main point, we only fast for wild beasts if it acts in an unusual and unfearful way, because then we know that it was sent from heaven as a gzeira. Again, we only fast for wild beasts if they act in an unusual and unafraid kind of way, because then we know that they were sent from heaven as a gzeira against us. So the Gemara asks, Gemara now turns to explain the Braisa. Gemara asks, Hagufa Kasha, the Braisa itself seems to be contradictory. Amrit, we've originally said in the Reish of the Braisa, Nirasa Bi'ir Mishulachas, Lo Shana B'Yom, Lo Shana B'Layla, that if you see the wild beast in the city, then you know that it's acting abnormally, it was heaven sent, and it sounds like it doesn't matter if it was daytime or nighttime. But then V'Hadar Amart, then the same Braisa says, B'Yom Mishulachas, B'Layla Mishulachas, that during the daytime we assume it was sent from heaven, but during the nighttime it's not. So it sounds like a stira. In the first line, we said even if it's during the nighttime, we consider it to be sent from heaven if it's found in the middle of the city. So it says Gemara lo kasha hachi kamer. This is what the Braisa really means to say. Nirasa bi'ir bayom mishulachas. If it appears in the city during the day, then you know that it's a makom mishulachas. Then you know that it comes straight from heaven. Bi'ir b'layla in a mishulachas. If it comes from a city at night, then you know it was not sent from heaven. Inami basada filu bayom in a mishulachas. If it's in the field even during the daytime, that's a normal thing. Basada b'layla in a mishulachas. If it's in the field at night, so then it's certainly not. Then it's also definitely not mishulachas. So the bottom line is, the Gemara says that in the city during the day is definitely weird. It should not be, and that's clearly sent from heaven. But any other combination, if it's either in the city, if it's either at night or in the field, that's natural. So let's make that a main point. If it's in the city during the day, it's unnatural. If it's either at night or in the field, that's considered natural for the animal. So the Gemara asks Vayter on the Braisa. Ras v'shnei b'nei adam ras zachrei en mishalachas. We said that if it sees two people and it chases them, that's considered to be sent from heaven and abnormal. Ha'omed esein mishalachas, which makes it sound like if it stands in one place, then it's normal. So the Hadar Amr, then we went on to say nechdes mipneihem en mishalachas, that if it hides, that's what's normal. Ha'omed es mishalachas, which makes it sound like if it stands in one place, it's abnormal. So we have a stira. Is standing in one place, if the animal stands in one place, is that a normal behavior for an animal, or is that abnormal behavior for an animal? So it says Marlo Kasha, Kan v'soda ha-smucha la-agam, v'kan v'soda she'en ha-smucha la-agam. In the ratio where if it stands in one place, we assume it's not heaven sent, it's just acting in the normal way, that's in the, when it's near the swamps, where animals could easily hide out. So since it's close to its home, it's not so worried, so it's not going to run away. But if it's not near the swamps where it normally hides out, so it'll be much more scared. We would expect it to hide. And if it doesn't go and hide, then you can assume that it was a decree sent from Shemayim. The Gemara asks, Vayter on the Braisa, Tarfa shnei b'nei adam kachad ve'achalachad ne'mishalachas. If it rips apart two people and eats only one of them, we assume that's sent from Shemayim. Shneim ainu mishalachas. But if it eats both of them, then we assume it's not sent from Shemayim. V'amrit afilu ratsa. But didn't we say before, even if it just chases people, that's called sent from Shemayim, that's abnormal behavior? Now you're saying that if it chased people and killed two people and ate one of them, that and ate two of them, that it's not considered sent from Shemayim. So amrav papa kitani ahi, when do we say that only if it tears people up, it's going to be considered to be abnormal, but if it runs, it's not considered abnormal. That's ba'agma. That's again around its place where it normally lives. So from the fact that it runs after them, you can't see that it's acting in an abnormal way. It has a little more self-confidence when it's close to home. So all animals are assumed to be a little more assertive when they're close to home. So the Gemara now discusses the end of the Braisa. Gufa, it said in the Braisa, also the gag, if the animal went up to a roof, nitl tinok me'arisa mishulachas, and it took a baby out of its crib, then you know that that was sent from heaven, because that's not a normal thing. So pshita, of course that's not a normal thing. Amrav papa, no, kikuche ditsayare. We're talking about a roof that's like the roof of hunters, where hunters would trap the wild beast, which is not a very firm type of place. So the chiddush is that even that's not considered even though it's not considered a makom yishuv, a normal house, and it's more like out in the wild kind of structure, still the animal shouldn't be going there. If the animal is going there, it's acting in a very unusual way. So if the animal comes onto your normal person's normal roof and takes a person, so that takes a baby, that's obviously way off. That's crazy for an animal to do that, and that's obviously sent from Shemayim. But even if it goes onto the hut that the hunter uses, where it's more rustic and looks more like something that's out in the wild, even that's unusual. Even that's not considered to be normal. Okay, we had said in the Mishnah that we are matriya, we cry out and fast, ala cherev, because of the sword. So Tanu Rabbanan, cherev sha'amru, einu tzarech lomar Not only do we need to say that when they come to attack us, and they're not coming to make peace with us, even if they're just passing through our town to fight somewhere else, and they're not looking to pick a fight by us, we still fast for that. Because there was never a sword or troops that had more peace in mind than Paro Necho, whose purpose was to fight with Karchamish, and he only wanted to pass through Yerushalayim. Vafal Pikei Nichsha Bahamelch Yoshiyahu, but nevertheless, Yoshiyahu Hamelch was killed from that. So you see that even a Cherev Shal Shalom is something to be very worried about. It's something that's very dangerous. How do we know that it was a Cherev Shal Shalom when Paro Necho came through? So says Mar Shenemar, because the pasuk says Vayishlach Elav Melachim Lemar Mali V'Lach Melach Yehuda Lo Alecha Ata Hayom Ki El Beis Melchamti V'Elukim Amar Va'aleni Chadalucham Elukim Asher Imi Va'Al Yashchisecha. He says, I don't have any tainas in you. I'm not coming to make war with you. So we see from Yirmiyahu that there's an war from a Kodesh Baruch to go fight against Ashur. So he didn't have any kavana to go and fight with him. He only wanted to pass through the town. And nevertheless, Yoshiyahu HaMelech died as a result of this. So that's what we see. That's what we see, that even a Cherev Shel Shalom we should cry out for. The Gemara explains the Pasuk, My Elukim Asherimi. What does he mean, Elukim Asherimi? Amar Vidim Rav Zu Avodazar. It's Elohim Asherimi, the Avodazar that was with him. Amar Hol V'Kabbatach. So since Yosheo heard this, he says, since Paro Necho is so trusting Avodazara, Yechonalei, I should be able to attack him and I should be able to beat him. In the Hemshech of the Parsha, it says, Vayora Yorim Lemelech Yosheo, Vayomer Melech Lavada Vaviruni Ki Yechlesim Ma'od. So the Gemara explains, My Ki Yechlesim Ma'od. That they shot so many arrows at Yoshiyahu that his entire body became like a sieve. It was full of so many holes. So the main point over here is that even when people come through town claiming not to want to kill anybody, we still have to cry out because Yoshiyahu HaMelech died from just such soldiers, from those kinds of soldiers who had no plans whatsoever to kill anybody. Okay, but tomorrow or next time, we'll get into why it is that Yoshiyahu was punished with such a terrible death.